Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Another storm could deliver about a foot of snow across the state tomorrow. A winter storm warning's in effect from 9 o'clock tonight to 1 a.m. Tuesday. WBUR's meteorologist David Epstein has been tracking the storm. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
All right. Well, where's the storm now and where is it headed?
Okay, so it's back to our west, and it's actually spreading snow out through the Ohio Valley and will continue to move off towards the east and eventually bring snow into our area. So we do have that snow coming in. We already see some snow beginning to break out across Pennsylvania, but it will take a while to get here. So if you have plans this afternoon and this evening with the Super Bowl, you need not worry about snowfall.
Okay, down to the nitty-gritty. Help us out with the timetable and, as far as you can at this point, the expected snow totals across the region.
Right. So what I'm expecting is the snow to start overspreading the area between about 4 and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. I think the first inch in Boston's down between about 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning. And then as we head through the morning, the snow is going to quickly become heavier and steadier. At times, it'll be coming down at 1 to 2 inches per hour. I think pretty much the morning commute will be non-existent. I do expect a lot of school cancellations. There'll be some business cancellations. But this is not the type of storm where you're going to be told to keep off the roadways. The snow will actually start winding down after around 1 o'clock. In the afternoon. So the bulk of the snow will be on the ground that we're going to see from this storm by then. However, during the afternoon, I expect anywhere from 2 to 4 more inches of snow over that period of time until about 7 to 9 p.m. when I finally see the storm completely winding down. So the second half is much lighter. You'll be able to clean up. I expect roadways still snow covered, but you'll be able to move around if you need to get out and go places. It's not going to be impossible tomorrow, although it will be slow. The worst part of the storm is that morning period up until about noon or 1 or 2 o'clock in that area where the snow does come down very hard, and I do not recommend travel during that time period.
And which areas, again, likely to get hardest hit?
So I'm looking at generally 10 to 14 inches of snow, and that's going to be in a wide swath across much of the state from about the Mass Pike north, and that will include Boston. I think Boston, when all is said and done, the sweet spot will probably be about 7 to 9 inches, something like that. Now, could Boston see 10 or 11? Absolutely. Could they end up with 6? Unlikely. I think that, you know, in that range that I just gave you is where Boston itself will end up. I think they'll be more off towards the north and the west for two reasons. Number one, they won't have any sleet mixing in. Also, it's going to be so cold that the snow will be much lighter and fluffier. As you go south of Boston, 8 to 12 over the immediate south shore, and then 7 to 10 down towards Plymouth, 5 to 9 south of there, 2 to 4 over Cape Cod and the islands. That 2 would probably be Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, the south side of the Cape. As you get even towards Provincetown, probably 5 or 6 inches up in that area.
Well, David, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great morning.